degrees and partly cloudy in Nashville. There is about a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee schools could lose tens of millions of dollars in funding based on new eligibility rules for federal food aid. The mechanics are a bit complicated, but here's how it works. Tennessee funds schools based on how many students enroll and their unique needs. Students who are considered economically disadvantaged bring extra dollars to the school to help support their growth. The state determines who is economically disadvantaged based on whether they participate in federal food aid programs like SNAP or TANF. But Tennessee has stricter rules around those programs than many other states, and President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is adding new restrictions at the federal level. The end result, fewer Tennessee children who are income eligible for that food aid will get it, and their schools could lose tens of millions in funding as a result. However, the Tennessean reports two Republican lawmakers are proposing a fix, letting Medicaid participation also qualify students as economically disadvantaged. The income requirements are the same as SNAP, but more students are actually enrolled in TennCare. The bill is currently placed behind the budget, and the House Finance Chair has called it, quote, super expensive. But sponsor, Representative Kirk Hagston of Lobelville, says schools aren't looking for extra money, just the funding they were promised in the funding formula. He says his bill would make them whole. Yesterday's jury verdict against Live Nation and Ticketmaster has drawn a strong reaction from Tennessee's Attorney General. Jonathan Scrimeti was part of the coalition that brought a monopoly lawsuit and said the companies, quote, ripped off consumers for decades. He suggests the companies could be ordered to break up, a rare move he says he'd support. They also may have to repay concert goers over ticket fees. More than 80,000 people moved to Tennessee last year, but thousands also leave each year, and sometimes they do it on principle or for their personal safety. Comedian Josh Black was born and raised in Nashville and compares his recent move to Chicago to returning home from war.
Like when you leave that war, you realize, oh, that wasn't normal. Everything that we saw like wasn't normal. And that's like me leaving the South. When I'm like, oh, I don't have to get stared at every single time I'm in a restaurant. Not even in a malicious way sometimes. People's just jaws drop because they don't get out the house. And they're like, oh my God, Blacks exist.
Black says rent also got so expensive that he felt he had to find somewhere more affordable. This is Nashville profiled several families who've left Tennessee for political reasons or for the safety of children who are trans. Today at noon, the show's taking calls from listeners who feel more welcome in Nashville than wherever they came from or have considered leaving town but made a commitment to stay. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.